My name is Jan Carson. I'm a writer based in East Belfast, but I had the great pleasure of growing up in Ballymena in County Antrim. And this is a little piece about my grandfather. My granda specialised in fabrication, which is to say, he told great fibs and also kept a furniture showroom on the outskirts of Clough Mills, reupholstering Chesterfield suites in a drafty warehouse out the back. Before I was old enough for school, and sometimes during holidays, Granda took me into work. I wasn't great at shifting sofas, and mostly done colouring in, or hid in wardrobes, under beds and tables, counting to 10 before finding myself. Solitary hide-and-seek soon lost its appeal, so Granda got a monkey to keep me occupied. The monkey lived in the showroom. His name was Monkey. He was brown. He ate nuts and naughty wains. I assume he had a tail. I spent much of my childhood chasing Monkey around the showroom and never once clapped eyes on him. Though there was always some grown-up who'd just seen him ducking behind a bureau or eating peanuts off a buffet. Age 7, I began questioning the existence of certain entities. Santa, dinosaurs, God, etc. School was making me cynical. I asked my granda where he'd found a monkey in 1980s Ulster. The troubles were on. We didn't have fancy things like McDonald's or monkeys. Some idiot would only try to blow them up. Granda didn't hesitate. He came from the Causeway Safari Park. Wee rascal snuck out in my riffrack. I must have looked sceptical. It was on the news, Granda continued. Animals are always escaping from that place. I've a friend in Ballybuggy whose cat got eaten by one of their panthers. He won't let his wains play outside now. I was familiar with Safari Park. We'd stopped there on our Sunday school trip, en route to paddle at the White Rocks. We drove past dozy lions, camels and a zebra who was either asleep or dead. I saw a chimp smoking a cigarette somebody had tossed from a car window. The animals looked wrong in the drizzle, like they were dreaming of sunnier spots. My father, who was a sensible man, asked, "Who opens a safari park in a field in County Antrim in the middle of the Troubles?" My Uncle Alan replied, "Fair play to them. They're making a fortune. Easter Monday, the queues were all the way back to Ballymoney. They left it that much money they'd to store it in the lion's cage for fear the paramilitaries might come visiting." The safari park felt like a made-up place to me. It wasn't hard to imagine Monkey clinging to the roof of Granda's two-tone Cortina as he sped home down the Coleraine line. I continued to search for Monkey all the way up to age 10 or 11. Aged 44, I sometimes still believe. This neck of the woods was made for fiction. It's story haunted, larger than life, frequently verging on the absurd. And I cannot get enough of it. Thank you.